I'm Claire Archibald, and this is an extract from my story, Sweetie Wife. You all told me that hair can't go white overnight, but mine's did. My colour went. I'm not havering. I know I'm not. I'm here as proof, even if you don't believe it. Well, I was here. Och, maybe it just seemed like overnight to me. Perhaps I changed really quickly inside, but the rest of the world, well, my wee world anyway, only saw me in slow motion. It keeps happening to me, and I keep on pulling out the white hairs and hiding them in sweetie wrappers, piling them up at the back of the box bed until I get the chance to bury them in the back green. Digging away with my trowel like some kind of confused, flapping magpie. Trying to remember the colours of the rainbow and the order they come in. And then I carry on as normal. Nobody knows what I'm thinking, because I've always got a quiet smile and a friendly ear for everyone. This time I was hoping it'd be different. But it's the same, except worse. This time, though, I'm telling you. Did you know I hung down heavy to the floor? My lower half bulging with nature, without nurture. Know that I shuffle around in silence, feeling all the stitches I painstakingly sewed the last time I unravelled? That's me, saggy aggy, droopy drawers. So come on, sit with me by the fire. It can be just like those other times, sewing the rags into my underwear, padding my life out with some soft edges to hide in for a bit. Every now and then we'll feel the rhythm of Joe spitting onto the coals, and we can all wonder what he thinks, what he thought would be enough. Thoughts can count as feelings, can they not? That would do for me. Although the hiss on the coals always eventually comes back as, Aggie, should you no be getting the Wayne's tea rather than sewing a bloody quilt or whatever it is you're faffing about with? I should. It's not their fault after all. I look at the big pan on the range, wondering where I get the energy to heave it off and sort the tea. I know that he needs me to wear my penny like always and just get on with it. I'm pinned in my penny right enough. I never even had a day in bed this time. What's the use in greeting, Aggie? It's life, is it no? Just best get on with it. Joe had said, ramming his baccy into his pipe in a way that drew a line under any suffering. My grief. I need to make it so that they're the lucky ones. The ones that never knew what it was to go out to the toilet in the back green in the middle of the night and cry enough to create the gas for the lights that weren't there. To sob wide open enough to swallow all the spiders that I tried not to think about round my feet. Round my feet and in the ground. I can't think about the ground. That's too much. I spend all day scanning their faces and watching, thinking, wondering. What could, what will happen to them? How can we make them lucky? Can you even? A womb full of worries, eh?